Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you right now.
At this extraordinary moment in mid-March, we're going to be talking about gut punches and empowerment and how to thrive and call this forward. And what the heck are we to expect over these next couple weeks? Because March is definitely, I'm going to use the word, the tidal wave of energy we thought it would be.
Absolutely. I'm sure that if you asked yourself, how am I doing in March, there would be an interesting assortment of responses, because many people are feeling the March madness, so to speak, that there is an energy rising. And so this is your opportunity to co-create, to command the light.
And we are almost at the Ides of March, are we not? We're right there. As a matter of fact, that's this week. And so, guys, remember, we are live. We love hearing from you. We love introducing you into the show. If you want to jump on air, just give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, you're going to want to write that number down, because if you call and it's busy, that does mean all of our lines are full. However, as soon as we say hi and goodbye, that's your time to call in and get into the queue.
And so today and throughout this month, we are talking about the nature of empowerment and the opportunity and the energy that are before us right now.
Well, and this Ananda rising and this third chakra empowerment.
Absolutely. And I think many people at first raise an eyebrow when we talk about Ananda and the third chakra.
True.
Because the third chakra, historically, in the more densified experience of third dimensional, quote unquote, reality, the third chakra has a notion of being the power chakra, which was understood as the old kind of the dominion, the masculine form of power, the power over the competition, the
well, that sounded like March, right?
Yeah.
on the third dimension, that sure sounded like March so far.
And that energy and that model and understanding and use of energy are still out there.
Yeah.
It's the decision is whether you choose to claim and integrate an ascended empowerment versus a densified power.
Now, I've got to jump in, because speaking of ascended empowerment, we are blown away at the amazing response to ascensionpeacepole.com. Now, write that down again, ascensionpeacepole.com. If you want to do something that can really carry forward your energy, that can empower you, that can put a true, you know, a true mark on the world, you can create your own Ascension Peace Pole. Send us your pictures. Tell us about your experience. It can be as simple as a chopstick in dirt with some ribbons on it, and it can be as elaborate as you want. But go to ascensionpeacepole.com and join us, because I'm just blown away. And March is such a powerful time to be spreading that around the world. Yeah. And so far, we've got I think we have at least one pole in every continent on the planet so far.
But we're getting there.
Yeah.
And it's truly an opportunity to plant a flag for peace, so to speak.
Yeah, I love that.
And more importantly, for each of you to make a conscious choice to claim peace and love as your core energy.
Absolutely.
And to create that visible, passionate action statement of creating this peace pole, decorating it, and blessing it to radiate that message.
Yes. And you know, it's an all volunteer project, and we need help. And so if you can help us, especially with the website, it is a WordPress website, please, please, please send us an email to Shanti@ascensionpeacepole.com. And we would love to help have you join us as part of our volunteer team.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to really what an ascended understanding for what the energy of these times are. Because remember, we're existing in multidimensional space.
Yeah.
Now, multidimensional space is a frequency. It's a vibrational rate. And that the experiences you're having, some of them are going to correlate to a fifth dimensional energy or a seventh dimensional energy. Other experiences potentially are correlating to a third dimensional frequency.
Now, I want to jump in and share one that I think is kind of both, Sri. So third dimension, everybody has a cell phone, right?
Most people do.
I mean, Sri and I giggle that we used to be in ceremonies with the Mayan elders who literally had their cell phone with them in the middle of the ceremony. I mean, it's like it's virtually everybody has a cell phone. So let me ask you this. How many of you are having freaky, weird stuff happening with your cell phone? Because this is, and I love this, it's like a third dimensional product that's being affected. It's a very tangible thing that's being affected by the fifth, seventh dimensional energies. Sri and I will be in another room and his cell phone will just start playing. I mean, like all of a sudden just it'll start playing music and it would have been turned off. Weird. I mean, you've just had so many things happening.
Well, yeah, I don't know that we put these in the ascension symptoms list.
No, but I'm thinking we should have.
The other thing that we've noticed throughout the years is that sometimes batteries on the devices just drain.
Yeah, just instantaneously gone.
And of course, that could be a little bit of a surprise when you unplug the phone and want it.
Well, absolutely. And we're bringing this up because we are in this powerful, powerful mid-March moment. And remember, guys, next week on the 22nd is when that Mercury retrograde is going to start. I mean, we're already in the pre-phase now, and you might be experiencing that. So what we're going to do is we want to walk you through what is this going to feel like? What's happening? Because You really want to go deep, my angels. What is happening in your world experience right now? Pay attention. What is calling your attention? What is bubbling up before you? Are you open to expansion? Remember, March is the month to get really, really honest with yourself and to be aware of how others are receiving that honesty. And, you know, Sri, I think one of the ways to share that is I think we should share, I had a recent experience these past few days and with this honesty model. And just to share with you guys, there is a beautiful, beautiful being who we met down here in Ecuador, who, lovely person, who started sending me links to all of these conspiracy theory videos on YouTube. And one of them was very, very, for me, the energy was just so extreme, I couldn't even watch it.
And it was a very coarse, fearful energy.
Very fearful, propagating that. Actually, today, March 11, there was going to be all this indictments and all these other things. Very deep, quote-unquote, deep state conspiracy. Now, you guys know that we choose to not give that voice an airing either on our show or quite frankly in our lives, because remember, when we give that voice more power, we're actually empowering that which we may be objecting to. And in his case, he really felt that this was important for me to say. So in my truth and my honesty, after a barrage of emails, I wrote him a kind, beautiful letter, simply sharing that for me personally, I did not enjoy these type of emails, and I would prefer that he doesn't forward these links to me anymore. Well, guys, guess what that triggered?
Well,
because March is the month of honesty, and I'm sharing this with you because I suspect some of you have had this experience where you might be sharing your honest, and needless to say, I got back a 10-page tirade about how I'm the devil herself, basically, because I did not agree with his email and that he was so hurt that I would have not wanted to watch it. And I appreciate that everyone has the right to their opinion. Everyone has the right to look at and engage what they want. And Sri and I are very committed to engaging in and holding a frequency of Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. So we don't watch it. We know it's out there, and we're not saying it doesn't exist. We just choose not to call it into our experience. That's
because
part of our honesty.
The reality that we know is that what you focus on will persist.
Oh, and expand.
And we are indeed masterful at using energy to support the upliftment and the expansion of this work of self-ascension and the awakening on our planet. That's where our focus is, on the expansion of love, the expansion of the truth of each individual soul incarnate. And by if you join us in that, we are amplifying the energy of Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda.
And this is the gift of our gathering, this sacred community every Sunday that comes together and celebrates and uplifts and expands. And this is so important because we are at that moment in March where there is a greater momentum. And the word that we're using is there's a churning right now. All of the energy is churning, and it's like this big pot of energy. And, you know, it's like boil and boil, toil and trouble kind of thing, because everything is churning. And therefore, all forms are experiencing a manifest moment. So that means that you have the opportunity to really expand your divine nature as much as the density is having an opportunity to expand the density. And that's really, really very self-evident when you look around the planet right now. That is definitely coming forward.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just smiling because, you know, when you poke a bear, you're going to get a growl.
you better be ready to run.
And when you poke the Buddha, you're going to get a giggle.
Mm.
And so the question, beloveds, is are you going to be a Buddha or a bear?
Because I love it. Buddha or bear, baby.
Make a choice, because we align our consciousness. We identify with that which we trust and know to be true and incorporate that into our own manifestation. And so what are you saying is true for you? Is it the fear of separation? Is it the weakness of being victimized? Are there lessons there for you to learn? Then go get them.
Well,
go do them.
Absolutely.
But if you're ready to step out of that paradigm and into an empowerment paradigm, then the energy that is upon this planet right now will support your empowerment.
And remember, we've been talking about this all month. March, this right now, the energy that we are now in the mid moment of is a capsule for the entire rest of the year. And remember, it's going to be that January, February, March unity that is, it will kind of jettison through the rest of the year, with March in and of itself being like a little microcosm of what we are going to see grow between now and 2022. This is a huge moment, a really huge moment. And this is why it's important to really have the left brain relax and surrender into the recognition, so that you don't have to avoid, you really don't want to spend as much time worrying or freaking out. There are enough what we're calling gut punch experiences ahead, and chances are you've already had some this month. However, these next 2 weeks, this week and next week, are those prime gut punch energies. And this is why we really want to go through this with you today. Now, if you're on our newsletter list and you got our e-card, then right in our e-card, you're going to see the flow chart for today's experience. We're going to go through all of this and how this energy is navigating. If you do not get our newsletter, I don't know why, please register. You can register at shriankiraradio.com, because that's the other place you should be to see this flow chart. So if you don't have it in your inbox from your email, just go to shriankiraradio.com. It's right there on the homepage. And certainly we'll do our best to talk about it, so you don't have to have the picture in front of you if you don't have it handy.
And so, beloved ones, the energy of March is indeed this churning energy. Now, remember that we were given an opportunity to choose peace or fear.
Right.
To accept the Shanti energy as our foundation. That was the gift and reminder that came forward in January. Similarly, in the second chakra, we've been given the opportunity to either be in a loving creation, meaning that I use my creative force to honor my heart, my values, etc., or to be in the fear, entering in the second chakra, being afraid to connect, afraid to surrender, afraid to be in that creation, fear of judgment, all those kinds of things.
Which is actually denying love of the self.
Denying love of the self, because love has to flow both directions, love of self, love of others. And now that leads us into the March opportunity, which is, as we have done our healing work and our acceptance work with the first two chakras, we are bringing in that divine energy, that ascended model for the chakras. And the third chakra now is about your creative empowerment.
Woo!
It's about alignment into authenticity and taking
this is a lift. It is a lifting energy. It is an upliftment because the Shanti in the first chakra rises up through and mates with the Bhakti in the second chakra. And then that beautiful sacred union lifts into your third chakra, igniting this Ananda presence. Now, for those of you that feel so inclined, I want to offer you, there is a fun little thing you can do, a little practice you can do to help really move stagnant energy. If you're saying, you know, gosh, my first and second chakra, I'm still having a hard time. I don't know that I'm planning Shanti Bhakti and that. How am I get to this Ananda? Well, there's a wonderful little posture. It's a yoga pose actually called Happy Baby. And I just love it because it's so easy to do. You can even do it laying in bed. And what it is just lay on your back, right? You can certainly do this on the floor on a yoga mat. You can do it out on some soft grass. You can do it in your bed. And then all you simply do is lift up your legs, lift up your arms, grab your toes. And I suggest you giggle. That while you do it, just, giggle, giggle, giggle. Here giggle, I am doing this silly happy baby pose.
Giggle and wiggle.
Yeah, I love that. Because when you giggle, you're moving that third chakra area. Laughter is one of the most blessed, gifted ways that you can move stagnant energy in the third chakra. Good old belly laughter.
Absolutely. And so we're at this moment of really saying yes to our authenticity. This is why the honesty is so important. When we are comfortable with our truth and we're willing to share it with others, we are standing in our true power at that moment.
Right.
Versus having to pretend or withhold or just kind of deny what we really want to bring forward in an effort to conform.
And exactly.
Or fear of judgment or whatever is your inhibiting energy, then we're in a disempowered energy and others will overpower us.
Well, gut punch and empowerment, right? And I want to share, if you were here earlier and you heard what I was sharing about my recent experience with honesty, when I received back this 10-page tirade from this person because I didn't want to watch their conspiracy video, and again, guys, I wrote a very loving, email that was not even personalized. It was just, I love you, and I'd appreciate if you don't put me in your group list for this type of thing. I could have taken that as a gut punch and taken it seriously. Instead, I was able to thank this being for giving me yet another gift that leads to my own empowerment. And I'm sharing this with you guys because when you share your truth, and again, this isn't about going out and pontificating. This is when the situation is clear and you have the choice, because it's a choice whether or not you share your truth or you hide it, right? But when you share your truth, be sure that it's always done in a way that empowers both people, that it's done in a loving manner. And also remember that every being right now has the opportunity to decide how they receive that information. The person I sent that email to obviously took it as a gut punch instead of an empowerment moment. And everyone is having these experiences this month. And the key is, if someone is unable to lift into their empowerment, it is A, not your fault, and you guys really need to know that, and B, what they're really doing is challenging you in your empowerment. Are you willing to remain in that loving experience? And that's a gift, and this is happening. I'm using this little teeny example, and I'm pretty sure most of you are having plenty of your own examples.
Well, absolutely, and now here's the good news, too.
Yeah.
And that is for those of you that have received a, quote, gut punch experience, while you may have collapsed or been triggered by the experience, it may have triggered some old emotional wounds or whatever, there is a healing opportunity because once we get through the reaction, once we get through the collapse, then we have the next choice. Can I take a breath and stand up wiser and for the experience? Did I learn? Did I mature through the experience, or did I let it rule me?
Yeah.
And so we all have those choices, do we not?
Well, we do. And just like we have the choice, we have so much to go through about this flowchart and how you can really claim your power and all about this navigating mastery, because this is a powerful thrive moment, guys. Remember, we've been working with this authenticity energy, and now we're right here in this honesty energy, and what a gift.
Absolutely.
What a gift. And speaking of a gift, we have had a full set of phone lines.
Let's go to the lines and share some honest dialogue. We're going to start at line 4 and say hello to Deborah from New Mexico.
First time on the show. Welcome, Deborah.
Welcome. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you, and I just discovered you a few months ago, so I'm so grateful for what you're doing. And I thought I'd ask for a little mini reading. I wanted to get a sense about a television project I've been working on for quite a while, and I really feel intuitively that 2018 is a great time for it to actually manifest, but I don't know what you're seeing.
Well, thank you for asking, and welcome, and we're so glad that you have connected. We're delighted to connect with you. You have a very, it's precious. It's like a sparkly energy when I connect with you. It's very, very beautiful, like lots of different little radiant colors and these very beautiful sparkles. And it's funny because I'm seeing you, and you've got this, it looks like almost a plume, you know, like the big old plume. But yet you're polishing with it, and you're walking around, and you're touching things that you've had for a long time, and they're suddenly new again. And what they're saying is that this is a moment to be polishing, to be going back into the project, and there's just a couple things that need to be polished. That's just the word they keep using to me, and that as like they're saying in the moment right now, there's something in there that's making it a no go. And with this polish, it's like it becomes it just becomes a bullet. And yeah, 2018 is the year. And so I'm really glad you got through. And so I would encourage you to, they're saying go take a walk outside, breathe the air, go into the stillness in a way that serves you, and put on your other eyes. They keep calling them your other eyes. And polish this project, and the rest will flourish. And so I love, especially since we're going into our Mercury retrograde, it's a wonderful time to be doing that. And so congratulations. Uh-huh. Yeah. So congratulations
welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed.
Many blessings.
Well, beloveds, let's keep going. We're going to go to line 3 and say hello to Margie from Maine.
Or Massachusetts, maybe. I'm not sure. Welcome, Margie.
Yes.
Massachusetts, Boston, yes.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
It's nice to talk to you again. I listen every Sunday, and I always... It's always exactly the right thing. But I've had a question in my mind for the last few weeks, and I thought I would reach out today. I really love that you put out the ascension symptoms, and I have made peace with them, and I communicate with my body, and I understand. But people in my family and my group of friends cannot hear this sort of thing, and I really wonder if I'm supposed to tell them as they're suffering with these symptoms, and I just don't know how we're supposed to deal with that. And I would please ask for a mini soul reading of where I'm going with my light. I've been quiet and stayed alone for a long time, and I wonder what direction I'm going in.
Well, thank you for asking, and great question, by the way, as well. So let's address your question first. One of and ironically, your question, or perfectly, I guess I should say, your question really does kind of fit in very well with your mini soul reading request. We as beings who are awake and are moving through these ascension symptoms right now carry with us the responsibility of being awake. And, you know, I always reflect back to Krishnamurti because I love the way he said it. Until someone is awake, they cannot be held responsible because they don't even know what they don't know. Now, having said that, the best way you can help someone who's unable to receive or is not open is to you yourself thrive through the information. It's about being the absolute most beautiful being you can be and allowing them to witness you thriving. And then through your presence, no words are needed, through your presence at some point, and it will happen, they will come to you and say, you know, so you're doing something and you're obviously doing it right. So what is it? And it's when they ask that they're open to hear or to be. Until then, you there's nothing you can do. Each being is awakening in their own way. And, you know, Sri and I really would like you to hear that You can only bring people to where they want to go, not where your heart would like to see them arrive. And this is an energy that all of us, every being of compassion on the planet, we all want to see everyone heal. We want to see them feel better. We want to see them in their peace, love, and joy. However, what's more important is they have to see it first. And when they do, then you can be there. So does that make sense, Margie?
Yes. Yes. Good. It's hard to be patient.
I know. And what it's doing, though, is it's training your consciousness. You know, patience is a mastery gift. And so their presence around you is training your consciousness. And so just keep saying thank you and harvest the gifts. And the faster you harvest that gift, the faster they will actually respond. Now, this brings us to your soul reading. As we were talking, they showed me this beautiful sailboat. And they were saying, you are the wind and you are the sail. You are the boat and you are the water, that you are ready to float and to be available for that which is trying to, it's like be available for that which is manifesting before you and see it with the eyes of a sailor. You know, a sailor has to be very aware of all of the elements around them, right? How are the tides? How are the winds? What's the upcoming weather? And so they're saying, view it with the eyes of a sailor and you will see that the mission is already started and is ready to become more available to more beings, including you. And that's how they want me to share that with you today. So thank you for asking. We're grateful.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, my love. You too. Many blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, Sheree, we've had, along with a nice full bank of callers, which we are so grateful every week you are all there, we also had a couple people write in, and we had this one woman write in that I want to share because, you know, if you guys aren't aware of it, we have a wonderful service. It's free, and you might want to write this down. And it's called The Healing Light, just like it sounds, all one word, though, The Healing Light at selfascension.com. And this is a service where you can send your prayers, your miracle requests. You know, maybe you just need to write a letter to God, you know, but and you need to physically send it somewhere. It's private, it's secure, and it's safe. And it's a wonderful way when you're feeling fear or doubt to just kind of cleanse it. And then Sheree and I work with all of these beautiful requests that come in, and there's been a lot coming in. And then our miracle team does the final blessing on all of these requests every month when we gather for our miracle team ceremonies.
And so it's a wonderful thing when a group of heart-centered people come together to energize your dreams, your petitions.
And we've had, you know, I was just reflecting, Sheree, that just in the past couple of weeks, people saying, thank you, my house sold in record time. My mom's been healed of a certain disease. You know, my family is doing better. I have found peace. So it's really a powerful gift. And we got an email from someone that I'd like to share because maybe some of you are feeling this way too. And her subject line is simply miracle.
Yeah.
And here's her email.
Namaste. For a year and a half, I've been putting in my miracle request for the return of my beloved. I was guided tonight after listening to your show to ask if I should continue sending my prayer requests each month. And this is from Patty.
Many blessings, Patty. Patty, the reason that I'm so happy you wrote is because when we send our prayer requests, when we send our miracle requests, the first thing I would ask is, are you shifting it every month or has it just been the same request month after month? And the fact that you've been sending it in for a year doesn't mean that it's not working, right? It doesn't mean that at all. What it means is that it's being energized in the energy of the request. And when I read something like this, it means that you've had a doubt come in as well and almost a sense of hopelessness is what I see in this. And here's what I want you to hear. It's really powerful to get very, very clear. What does your beloved, what characteristics would your beloved bring? How would your life change with your beloved return to you? And why are you asking? And write about that to the healing light and release that with your request. And I think you're going to find a beautiful gift coming forward for you. And I share this for all of us. When we make a petition to the universe, when we shout out and say, help, the universe also responds to the energy of the request. And so for all of us right now who are navigating this extraordinary moment of multidimensional existence, now is the time to be clear on our communications with the universe. And we have so much to share about that and so much more to share about March. And I'm excited to do all that in the second half of the show.
Absolutely. So, beloved ones, we're going to take a little station break for a message and stick around. We've got a lot more to share and a lot more callers to enjoy together. We'll be right back after the message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are truly delighted to be with you. And today we are exploring the energies of March and this flow that we're in, and really learning more about how to navigate the now, how to work with the energies of this time versus being collapsed or overpowered by them.
Well, absolutely, because the one thing that is universally true right now is this is a magnificent moment of manifestation. Now, as we know that, let's remember that all energy is neutral at its very source. At its very core, it just is. And knowing that and claiming that as neutrality energy that it is, it helps us to understand that everything right now is manifesting. There is this beautiful synergistic opening. So let's talk about this. Let's dive into this a little bit, because remember, we opened up this month with that very powerful first of two moons, right? March 2nd was this opening full moon, and we are closing this month on March 30th with a second full moon. And this energy, this kind of frame that we're in right now, has held a container for the time for honesty. And when we come forward in the honesty of who we are, carrying the compassion of the ignited wisdom of the universe, we recognize that energy of Ananda. We are balanced. We are in our still center.
And so that energy of Ananda is bringing us into a moment where we can be, let's just say that we can be awake, we can be clear, and we can be present for each energy that presents itself.
Because we're in a transition. We're in a moment of great transition. Remember that January and February and March will kind of be one unit, yet each one has been propelling the next. You know, look at how fast time is going now. Look at how quickly things are manifesting. Look at how quickly things are coming forward. This can be intimidating if you're out of sync with it. And this is why we took the time to create this flow chart, because March is a transitionary experience. We are transitioning from the opening energies of this year to the rest of the year. And remember that the entire year, 2018, is about what? It's about anchoring stability. And so if we're being invited to anchor stability, for some people it means they're going to need to find a new sense of what stability even is. It might mean that we're going to go through the exact opposite of what stability feels like. However, if you stay the course, if you stay awake, if you really give yourself the gift of being awake to the transition, by the end of this year, you will have found a stable energy to float through the rest of the time ahead of us. And that's a blessing that we are loved so much that we are given this whole year to acclimate. I mean, what a gift that is.
Well, it is indeed. And it also is an opportunity to really be able to accept and surrender to the spiritual empowerment that is at the center of our being.
Yeah.
As we learn to really trust ourselves and to trust that we have the skills, we have the abilities, that we are there's nothing given to us that we cannot meet in a joyful, present way.
Right.
Well, we have to sometimes demonstrate that to ourselves. It's almost like we have to prove it to ourselves.
Left brain going, prove it.
Yeah. So let's just use the example. If the wind is blowing hard, in order to walk in a windy environment, you kind of have to lean into it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you've ever seen a bird fly,
when
there's a steady, strong breeze, their head goes down and they're sort of like piercing. They're saying, I'm going this direction.
I'm doing it, baby.
And so it's a little bit like that, with the sense of when the energy slams into you, when something happens, we need to take a breath and then make a choice on how we're going to be with it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just move into the reactive mind.
Now, this is really important, because if you're looking at the flow chart, it all begins with this transition energy. And that transition energy is being fueled on the ascended process through this rising Shanti and Bhakti, which will equal this Ananda unification. And the breath, as Shri was just mentioning, is a huge part of this. As a matter of fact, the breath is so important, you absolutely must make a note right now. Make a commitment. I must be at next week's show.
We're going to talk a lot about breath.
Because we are going to teach you an ascension breath that will blow your mind and really ignite an extraordinary amount of energy. And so it's a very powerful show. So knowing about this transition energy, knowing about this Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda, with the breath, and as you are breathing, what's happening, and we are really in that moment of March right now, is that from the breath comes two different experiences, either this, what we're calling the gut punch, because that's exactly what it's going to feel like, or this empowerment of the engine of the third chakra. Your third chakra is like this locomotive, right? It is a power center. It is a fuel powerhouse, and it is in the center of the body. It is that moment of balance and harmony. So the key is that if you have this gut punch and or this empowered engine experience, either way, it's an opportunity to claim your power. Remember that, either way. The question is, how will you claim your power? So you guys following us? You got this? You're going to have this transitionary experience. We've got this first, second, and third, which we pray you're claiming as Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda, which then ignites this breath experience. And then through that, you're navigating the energy of March, and you're either going to have these gut punch moments or these empowered engine moments. These moments will happen, and it's essentially the same moment. But regardless of what the moment is, you will have the opportunity to claim your power. And that brings us to really, I think, the critical piece here, Shri, which is how you claim your power. And I think that we've got so much to share on that, that we should maybe come back to this and after we claim a few more of these beautiful callers.
Well, absolutely. So I'll tell you what, we're going to head to line 5, and we'll say hello to Nancy from Florida.
First time to the show. Welcome, beautiful one.
No, thank you. And thank you so much for all that you do for all of us. And I truly appreciate it, as I'm sure the rest of us do. And I was just wondering today if I could have a mini soul reading.
Well, we would be honored. And thank you for asking. And as I share this with you, and as I'm going into around your energy field, they're saying to please bring a hand to your heart if you have the ability and are safe to do that right now. Whew, and to relax your breath, just to relax your breath. And it's really quite beautiful. I'm seeing what looks like pink seashells, and they're all around you. These beautiful pink seashells, and they're all different shapes. but they're very much like a shell-like quality. And some of them have like a mother of pearl color to them, very, very luxurious and textured and everything. And it's very, very fascinating because this pink even has different hues, some of them even tending toward violet, some of them tending more toward a very, very soft pastel. But it's like this full range of the spectrum of pink. And all I keep hearing is, all you need to do is pick up the shell and keep moving, recognizing that your heart is ready to lead the way. And I'm seeing what looks like a very old arrow stuck in the back of you. It's like in the, it's like it was a hurt to your heart, and it's been stuck for a very, very long time. And they're saying, hold this shell, you know, just if you have a shell and you want to hold it symbolically, that's great. But they're saying, hold this shell, keeping your hand on your heart, and feel the energy and invite this arrow to release, and notice how quickly it's as if it was never there as you move forward with that which you are ready to do. And that's how they want me to share it with you today. I also want to share with you that you have this extremely feminine group that's walking with you right now, and they all keep throwing these flowers in front of you and saying, just walk with us, my love, and we will make it easy. And so it is. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have tears in my eyes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my love. Oh, we love you. Many blessings, Angel. Yeah. Oh,
you
know, how many? Oh, thank you. And, you know, I just have to take a moment and say, in this March moment, how many people are carrying around these old arrows that we might not even know about?
That's where my attention was going, is that we, you know, we have all suffered the slings and arrows.
Oh, in so many ways, the Ides of March, right?
And here's the thing. Oftentimes when we receive an unfriendly poke, when we receive a mal energy, at the time it was sent, we don't really stand in our empowerment. That is, we kind of accept the hurt in. Now, it's one thing to be hurt. It's another thing to say, I deserve to be hurt. And so oftentimes these old arrows, these old wounds that we're carrying have become a habit. And we just simply push them out of our awareness and haven't attended to it for oftentimes years. So it's a good time when we're growing in our awareness, when we're expanding in our energy, to really pay attention to, how am I? And am I truly trusting my life and caring for myself as much as I care for others? And in that, we can become more aware of any unresolved or old repressed items that are actually slowing down our expansion.
Well, we can claim our power in March. And this is what we were just talking about. You know,
yes,
we have all had the hurts. Yes, we have all had the things that make us just cringe, right? But the reality is that we have an opportunity to decide how to claim our power through that. And you can claim your power in one of two ways, guys. You can collapse back into 3D, meaning you're claiming your power through that which is old and familiar, which often is the start of repetitive patterns. Because every time we are given a moment to expand, we either expand in or expand back, right? You either kind of, and this is what we're calling this collapse into 3D. How do you know you're collapsing back into 3D? You will experience anger, you will experience reactivity, and you will retreat. And I'm giggling because the 10-page email I got contained all three of those energies.
Yeah.
It was like a triple whammy.
Now, here's the irony of it. Sometimes when we're in those threshold moments,
right,
where it's a little scary because, you know, we're like in uncharted territory energetically.
Yeah.
When we collapse into density, meaning we go backwards a little bit on the ascension scale, it actually gives us a sense of comfort because we're back in known territory. So to the ego,
familiar.
To the ego, there's a little sense of, oh, okay, I've got this. I know how to do it this way. However, to the higher self, to the soul, it's like, okay, you need to take rest. You need to take a time out from your ascension process. All right, I'm patient.
And how about taking a time in, right? And so I want to share with you guys, hurry and go to our website, sriankira.com, and click on and learn about the program we are holding here in July, Between the Dimensions, Living Ascended Mastery. Now, when you go to the website, it'll say 3 spots left. That's not right. Our webmaster hasn't updated. We have 1 spot left, guys, just 1. And this thing is just it's blowing our mind what's coming together and all the energies that are coagulating. And this is a synthesis of 3 of our truly most powerful. This is an advanced program, but it doesn't mean you have to be an advanced person to join us. You just have to feel the heart call to say, I'm ready. And it's quantum clairvoyance, cosmic life regression, and ascended numerology. And you will be receiving so much information about your soul origin. And by the time you leave, you will honestly be in that exquisite space where pain is forgotten, your dreams remembered, and living your ascended mastery. So go to sriankira.com, check it out. We have 1 spot left, and I bet you're ready to claim it.
Absolutely.
Because that's, you know, talk about claiming your empowerment.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to claim a few more conversations
because
here.
We love that. And we're going to talk more about how to claim your power with this March energy. So we're going to go right here to line 5. Oh, no, we just did line 5.
Line 2.
I'm sorry, line 2. Yeah.
Line 2, we're going to say hi to Hannah from Florida.
Namaste, Hannah. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Namaste, Sri and Kira. So good to connect with you both again. Thank you so much for all you do and all the wisdom that you share, truly from my heart to yours. Just such sincere gratitude. It's beyond no doubt that every single show is just so on point. And this show and all the callers that have come forth have just spoken to me on so many different facets and levels. And I'm so grateful to be connecting with you on this show about empowerment. I had a huge opportunity actually back in October to really step into a new level of self-empowerment for myself. And I wound up moving and basically putting a pause on a relationship that I had been in for several years. And I'm finding myself a bit of a stalemate, talking about being really honest. I've had moments where I've felt so free and so light and just there, just in that good space. And then I've had moments where it's just been this sort of this overwhelmment and a bit of this, you know, questioning of, you know, what's next and what does my life look like? Because it's basically everything that I had been familiar with and really feeling a sense of security and stability, you know, basically has all changed. And I'm okay with that. I'm really coming to a point where I accept that. Now, not that I need to know what's next, but I just, if I could have a little message or just a little that a girl pat on the back of, you know, you're in the right place, you're doing the work, and perhaps if there's an indication of what's showing up now, of where I really need to be focusing my attention and energy for the best possible good of not only myself, but for all.
Well, Hannah, I am bowing before your courage, your mastery, your authenticity. You are a radiant example of all of the blessings that we can call forward into our life when we take the courage, and it's courageous when we take the step to live our truth, to be our truth, and to continue forward with our truth. And so the first thing I want to share with you is that, yes, you are in the right place. And yes, you are in the right, the word they're giving me is trajectory. The one thing that they are sharing with me that is most important for you right now, you are at a very profound moment in your life. They're saying, simplify even more, clear out everything, especially on a physical level. You need to walk through your entire living space. And if it does not bring you joy, put it in storage, sell it, or throw it out. And the other thing you need to do is stop thinking about anyone else for just 1 month and do exactly what you know you need to do for you. And they're saying that you will literally, it's funny with Easter coming, you're going to have like this resurrection through that process that will ignite the next phase of your journey, and you will be even more available, prepared, and clear on the way that you can move forward to help others. And so I am just so happy for you. You have an amazing year ahead of you. You really do. And I love that you got through right now. And I love that we're going into this retrograde, because that's the time to really review, reflect, and do this well. And so I love you, my angel, and thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angel. Many, many blessings.
Well,
and to you and Sri. Namaste.
Thank you, dear.
Namaste.
I'll tell you what, let's say hi to one more caller here, and then we'll move into this piece, or do we want to jump right here?
No, since we're taking a caller, let's go ahead and do that, of course. And
we're
so
heading to
let's
line
go.
One. And we're going to say hi to Logan from Colorado.
Hey, Logan, how's it going?
It's going all right, Sri and Carrie. Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you just fine, sweetheart.
Awesome. I really appreciate you taking my call this morning. I just I wanted to let you know in a little backstory, little information before I ask for a soul reading. We have been having a couple of problems, more than a couple, I'm sorry. With our vehicle, it's been giving us some trouble for the past week, and then that in our career has been question that's been up in the air for a while now. I'd just like some advice on that or any guidance there if you could, and then just a soul reading, I would really appreciate it. Thank you, Shereen.
Sure. Well, you're welcome. Well, you know what, Angel? Everything is related. You know, it always is, right? And so especially your vehicle. Your vehicle right now is responding to an energy of interruption, an energy that's it's kind of like flowing through your energy field. It's kind of like not doubt, but so much like, you know, oh, God, when is this going to happen? So chunky sea salt. You need big chunky sea salt. And they're saying to put a little sea salt in the four corners of the vehicle, however you want to do that, and then put some in a baggie, bless it, hold it, and put it in your glove compartment. And believe it or not, the energetic resonance of your vehicle will start being more available to you. Things will just kind of get easier because you know, our vehicles are very responsive to our energy. Now, as far as your career, they're saying that it's very important for you to be absolutely confident in your skills and who you are, and to only radiate that. Now, this is not egocentric. This is confidence in your competence, and that this can only come from a relaxing into trusting yourself even more. And that as soon as you are able to do that, it's like you will ignite this attractor field that will assist and help shatter all the other illusions that are trying to affect you. And so I'm grateful you got through and that we were able to chat with you today. You have our love and our support.
Awesome. I really appreciate it, Shereen Kara. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
And we are grateful for you, my love. And, you know, I have to say, Sri, that Logan actually kind of talks about, without maybe knowing, that we were talking, guys, about this claiming of your power. So remember that whether or not you get this gut punch or this empowered engine energy, through either one, you're going to be claiming your power. And how you claim your power is what matters the most this month. And it's the culminating flow of this flow chart. When you are having the opportunity to claim your power, you could either collapse into 3D, which is anger, reactivity, and retreat, or you can claim it as a way to thrive in the multidimensional experience of the master you are. How do you do that? You take advantage of the creative ideas that are flowing through you. You trust that small voice. You birth projects. That could be the rebirth of something you're already doing, but you're looking at another way to do that. And you call to you the community support of those who understand you and let go of trying to kind of push uphill with those who don't.
And this is kind of that classic moment where if things weren't going the way that you envisioned, you know, that life threw you a lemon, we add a little love and we make lemonade. We create something from the energy, meaning we become the alchemist who uses the gut punch energy to lift into that which is authentic for ourselves.
And to remember that every being on this planet is having this experience. And so there are many, many, many that are going to really enjoy collapsing back into 3D, because every being is claiming power. The question is how.
And the question not only is how, the question is what then? Because, because there's plenty of polarity on the planet. There's plenty of examples of third dimensional collapse, that is a regressive energy back into the fundamentals of the tension of polarity, the anger and the domination, the energies of the old model of the third chakra. So as we bring the peace, the love, and the joy into that third chakra, we cultivate thriving skills.
Yeah, we do. And guys, the way to really culminate this is to make sure you are with us next week, because next week we are going to talk about the four knowns, these universal truths that give us the absolute confidence to thrive and the breath of ascension that will lift you through. Powerful stuff, powerful times. You are thriving in this multidimensional energy, and we love you.
And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe deeply and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.